Burma's military government yesterday published stringent rules for November's general election that demand candidates seek permission a week in advance to campaign, do not make speeches that, quote, tarnish the ruling military, or shout slogans at processions. The state-run newspaper reported that the 13-point list of campaigning regulations decreed by the State Election Commission would guarantee a, quote, free and fair vote. But Anna Roberts, executive director for Burma Campaign UK, says that the rules only prove that the election is neither free nor fair.
The regime has announced the latest in a series of laws and restrictions around their elections, which are due on the 7th of November. The latest ones are about campaigning, and they just reinforce the message that this election is so unfree and unfair, and it gives absolutely no room for genuine candidates to participate. So, for example, candidates must apply for permission to speak in public at least 7 days in advance. They have to submit their campaign materials to the censorship office. Each candidate has to pay $500 registration fee. And in a country where there is such high levels of poverty, this is completely unfeasible for many candidates, except those that are backed by the regime, or in fact are sort of former regime ministers who've now resigned their military posts to take part in this election. So I think these latest laws just reinforce the news that this election is a completely sham process. And I think it's important also to remember that with the situation in Burma, even if these elections were free and fair and the regime weren't introducing the most draconian laws and regulations around sort of campaigning and the political parties, it still wouldn't make any difference, because this election is part of the regime's so-called roadmap to democracy, and it will bring in a constitution that has been written by the dictatorship and specifically designed so that it will continue their power and their rule.